It's a Ben and Gay podcast. On this week's episode, you're going to hear all about trams and tradies and gay anthems. You wouldn't think they had a lot in common, but in this circumstance, they do. I've got a strange addiction to reveal, and you're not going to believe it. Gabe gets political at the airport. Gay be political, who knew? And special guest Pat McCaffrey joins us live in the studio. It's a supersized Ben and Gay podcast, and we're going to get into it now.
I love morning transport.
You do?
I love it.
Why? You've changed.
Especially before it's 6 a.m.
You have changed your tune. What's happened? You used to hate public transport.
You know what? I'm going to say it.
What?
Public transport in the morning is the gayest place in the world. You know why?
Well, why?
Because there's tradies on.
Yeah.
Tradies on the tram.
Yeah, yeah.
They've all got high viz.
Yep.
They've got the chunkiest, sexiest thighs in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sounding a little bit sexually...
Judge, for 6 in the morning, yeah. You really... He's standing up. He's very excited.
Now, what's the word? Sexually frustrated.
Yeah, right.
Sounding very sexually frustrated. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
Yeah, cool.
Makes it a bit entertaining before you have your first coffee.
Fair enough. I really like it how the tradies always have like really big freezer like bags with their lunch in it. Like
and the cooler bags.
Yeah, yeah, like
that their wife did for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or their male husband.
Yeah, you maybe. Know. But I love just how they've got like 80 sandwiches in there and just like 10 pieces of fruit and they're just going to eat it all during the day and they're just like, whoa, I'm working.
Yeah, they're going to rip that pie to shreds.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I love it. But yes, you're right. There are a lot of tradies out in the morning, although it doesn't get me as excited as it gets you.
Yes. Mm. Well, I sit there pretty comfortably. You wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
Although I did take a selfie of a guy's legs earlier.
Did you?
Yeah. You can see it on my story.
Oh, naughty. I was on the tram the other day and it made me laugh because there was 3 lesbians on there and I know...
Not often you see 3 lesbians on a tram.
Not often. We were all wearing black jeans and a blue denim jacket. All 3 of us. I wanted to get a photo. But anyway, I just thought, wow, we are not
the
original.
The perfect lesbian synergy.
Yeah. It's our uniform, double denim, and
there should be like a lesbian police out there or something. It was like, you're going to be arrested for not wearing double denim.
Yeah, exactly.
Or how dare you not have a dog on a leash. Mm.
Hi, this is Richard Stubbs. You're listening to the best breakfast program Joy can ever do on a Wednesday. It's Ben and Gabe.
Gabe, what's been happening in the world of Gabe Hogan?
Well, so much.
Yeah.
So much. International Comedy Festival is happening now.
So exciting.
Girlfriend came home
from
overseas.
How's that going?
It's good.
Yeah.
Well, I've not seen her enough, but she was away 5 weeks.
You're going to hate me for saying this, but is it wrong for me to say it's kind of been a little bit good? Having her away, just a bit of space. You love her to bits.
Yeah.
Can't be without her. You want to be with her to eternity.
Yeah.
But hasn't it been nice to have a little bit of a break?
You have dug yourself this hole and I'm not joining you in it. It is really good to have her back. no.
You know what I mean. No. Home alone kind of thing,
fun,
syndrome.
It gets boring after a while.
Yeah, sure. It does.
I did get to write my show.
Yeah,
so that was good. No
of
distractions.
Course.
But I'm normally not a big fan of PDA. It's not usually something I'm like that comfortable with, which does her head in. She hates it. But
yes,
we are at the airport, haven't seen each other for 5 weeks. And I notice as I'm waiting that a flight from Brunei is coming in. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. So as soon as she came out, I like ran over and we just did this like big, you know, dirty dancing.
Yes.
How, like, she runs up
oh
and
my
like,
God,
shoots
do I know.
There.
Yes.
It was amazing. I had like fireworks and things going off. Just like I had a brass band serenading us.
Yeah.
And we just embraced and pashed and humped and in front of everyone. And I was like, well, you're in Australia now, guys. So it just has made me really happy. That was my stand against the Sultan of Brunei is just to... Pash my girlfriend in public
love that.
In front of them all.
Yeah.
There was some interesting looks to
nobody
say the
puts
least.
Gabe in a corner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Half of the flight turned around, got back on the flight. They're like, they're all gay there. Anyway, I just thought it was a nice little surprise for them.
I love that.
Australia.
Breakfast on Joy.
Gabe, yes. I have to get something off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm addicted to stealing glasses at parties.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Not just any old glass.
Yeah.
Champagne glasses,
ooh.
Wine glasses.
Ooh, fascinating.
Yeah.
Not the pot glass.
No.
You're not into a
not a pub pot or anything.
No, no. Oh, okay.
I have morals and values.
Right.
Yeah.
And you just can't keep your hands off.
No.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because so I went to a little after party last night.
It's just a little after
went
party.
To a little show. It was a great show.
Yeah.
And we actually had to go back into the venue because, you know, when you go into venues, you normally have to have a plastic cup.
Yeah.
In case you throw it or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
You know, get a little
breaks.
Bit disgruntled.
Yeah.
I have this process where I get the plastic cup from the bar, yeah, and I walk off. I'm like, I'll just drink it a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
And I nick off into the bathroom,
yeah,
and I do a Mission Impossible style,
yeah,
changeroo, and I pop the glass in my bag and I walk off into the venue and nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. And my plan has been made.
Stolen goods.
Yes.
Look, we went out together maybe a month back. Didn't realise I was an enabler because... You got me to steal your glass,
yeah,
for you.
Why didn't have a bag?
I didn't know this was a pattern of behaviour, Ben.
I make you feel uncomfortable?
You made me an accomplice.
Yes.
Like, I'm probably,
yes,
on CCTV.
You
like,
might be.
Stealing glasses.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Do I have issues?
Yeah, yeah. A very uncoordinated,
yeah,
cupboard at home as well with,
yeah,
all odd glasses as well. Like, so, yeah, okay. You don't need more glasses, do you? Have you not got enough glasses at
no,
home?
No, I reckon I've got a few. Actually, as I was doing it, because my housemate's aware of this issue and this problem that I have, he was actually, he knew I was doing it because we were at the bar together and we went to walk off and he knew exactly what I was doing when I was walking away with the plastic cup and,
yeah,
the wine glass. And,
yeah,
he's like, you don't need it, Ben. You don't need to do this.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it. He's very naughty and he's very cheeky. As I came out of the bathroom after I'd
stolen,
it's not stealing, it is stealing.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to me in front of the door person. Oh, Ben, where's your wine glass?
Oh, wow, that's cheeky little scallywag.
Yeah.
But you don't need these glasses.
Are you saying I'm a tight ass? Is that what you're saying, Gabe?
Is that meant to be a compliment? Or
I'd say it's a big compliment.
Okay. You are a tight ass. Yes, you are. I just think it's pretty funny that you must just have glasses just coming out of everywhere at your house. Like, and you don't need them. It's things you
I'm a klepto. I'm an absolute klepto.
There you go. Well, last time I ever invite you to my house, we're missing a few glasses, Ben, and now I know. I'm going to check your bags every time you leave.
We want to hear about the things you don't need, things you've taken.
Yep, things that you don't need.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a list of things I don't need. Condoms.
You definitely don't need condoms,
Don't need them.
Gabe.
I don't need the iPhone that I've got, a 10-year-old iPhone sitting at home.
Yeah,
don't
right.
need it. Still got
you
it.
You got some like old photos on there or what's the deal with that?
Old music.
Right.
Things I don't need. Housemates.
Yeah, don't need those housemates.
You don't need.
They're really annoying. They don't clean. They don't clean up or anything. They don't. You're really lazy.
Okay, yeah, I don't need you starting problems in my living situation, Ben. I told you that in secrecy.
Yeah.
Amanda from Doreen messaged in. She has,
hi, Amanda.
Morning. She has a stupid hat addiction.
Yes.
Like stealing long spoons from gold class.
Oh, I love that.
Ooh,
yes, you go, Amanda.
She has a lovely collection of random long spoons.
See, this is a real thing. You know, everyone should have a touch of luxury in their lives, Gabe.
How is a long spoon luxury?
My housemate's going to hate me for this, but we're not going to say his name.
No, don't say it. Peter.
He loves flying on airlines. It's his favourite thing in the world.
Yeah.
And you know what he loves doing even more?
Stealing.
Taking things from the airline.
Okay.
We have a very amazing Australian airline that we have a whole bunch of spoons from. They're very good quality.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Australian airline. There's a whole lot of them out there.
You
so
guys,
you won't ever be able to pick it.
How you doing, Boyd? Good morning.
Hi, Boyd.
He has lots of cheap appliances and exercise
equipment. Gabe, it's a very easy word.
From a cheap supermarket. It's all in the attic.
Yes.
Almost never used.
Oh, that's all right. You'll bring them out someday.
We've had another text in from Mel. She has lots of things you don't need, mainly all those supermarket collectibles, the little mini tiles.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah. Doesn't even have kids.
What are those miniature bloody fruit things?
I added mini fruits.
Stickies.
Mandarins.
They're terrible. Oh. Who are they marketing this stuff to?
Mel.
Yeah.
Mel loves them.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves them. Also, we've got...
Hi, Tamsin.
Ben can hang with my parents. They shoved glasses in my backpack at the pub and left it for me to clink walking out of the pub. Cheers, Tamsin. Tamsin, are you stealing the classy glasses or are you stealing the pots and the pints?
Me and Tamsin will have the Mission Impossible music every time we do our...
leave a bar. It's going to give you away.
Yeah. Tamsin, we'll go into the air duct together. You know how when Tom Cruise goes into the air duct?
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know if you heard me laughing then, but yes. I just got a text in. Morning, guys. Where do I start? If it's not nailed down, it's coming home with me. Hells yeah, Andy.
We salute you, Andy. We salute you.
You're never coming to my house, Andy.
Andrew has written in. He has said, I can't stop taking excessive pens and notepads when I attend seminars. Well, that's pretty fair enough.
Yeah.
Same. In my workplace, people always take pens.
Yes.
They bloody steal them and it's so annoying.
Oh, says you, Mr. Yeah. Klepto.
Oh, well, they've got heaps.
Yeah, they do.
Stealing from the rich and giving to the poor.
Hello, this is Julie Zemira and you're listening to Ben and Gabe on the radio in the morning on a Wednesday.
Gabe, you've got a show at Comedy Festival.
Certainly do.
In case you haven't heard.
Gabe Hogan's Heroes at the Imperial, 6:30 every night except for Wednesdays. Opening night was last night.
How did it go?
It went good.
Yeah.
I've been saying for the last month that it's going to be an amazing show and I didn't believe it, but now I do. I'm just so relieved.
Yeah.
It was great.
I'm really happy for you.
I can't wait for you to come. I'll just let the bar know to check your bag on the way out because chances are you'll have glasses in there.
Yeah, my bag will just be like clinking and clanging.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But it's great. It's a good show. I'm happy with it and I had a lot of fun.
It's playing till April 21, isn't it?
It is. There's 10 more shows to see.
Amazing. Yes. Yep. Gabe, we were just laughing before off air because I sent you a message of goodwill last night.
You did.
My message was probably very gay, you could say.
Yes.
I said, good luck, bitch. You'll kill it.
Yes, you did. Yes. And it made me laugh. It was 2 minutes before my show started.
Was it actually 2 minutes before?
6:28 p.m.
Yeah, right.
And I was a bit nervy and you sent that message and it just kind of gave me the power. I just was like, yeah, I'm going to get this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
But you said to me, this is the thing I love about you is that when I send you messages, they're usually pretty gay.
Yep.
But usually send quite manly messages, I guess, back.
Okay.
You said, thanks, bud.
Yeah,
thanks. And you often say mate.
I do. I say mate a lot. I don't know. What can I say? I'm butch. I look a bit butch today too. I've got like a black and white flanny on. And
yeah, you're looking very Detroit, very 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very Charlene Robinson from Neighbours.
Do you know where I got this shirt?
Where'd you get it?
Stole it. Didn't need it, but I stole it.
Joy!
Ben is all of a sudden, he just woke up. He's like, pow!
Yeah.
You look alive,
well,
man.
Yeah, I do when there's Eurovision news.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
All right, you've been talking about
it. We need the Jurassic Park stomping sound effect.
Yeah.
The water effect in the glass.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, kind of.
Madonna, she's going to be performing at Eurovision.
What?
May 18 this year in Israel.
Really?
Really exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. Even though I've just said all these horribly ageist jokes about Madonna.
Yeah.
I love you, Madonna.
Yeah. Well,
she's performing at Eurovision. That's huge.
Madonna's just texted into the show and she said, who are you? She doesn't know who you are, Ben, so.
I didn't expect her to. Live Nation Israel, though, who have announced the performance, have noted that their performance will be both hysterical and historical. Why do you think it'll be hysterical?
I don't know. Maybe she's going to be doing all Lady Gaga songs.
Yeah, maybe.
I have no idea.
Apparently she's doing a new song and an old song.
Oh, right.
What do you reckon the new song will be?
Poker Face. I don't know.
The Madonna fans are going to come after you with that comment, Gabe.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any crossover? What's the Venn diagram of Lady Gaga?
Well, because
fans?
The Madonna fans think she's the queen, but Gaga's kind of ready to take the throne.
Okay, well, they should fight it out to the death. I would watch that. Is that why it's going to be hilarious? It'll just be Lady Gaga and Madonna just dueling on
stage. I reckon the new song's going to be, what's that song? These old bones ain't what they used to be. Ain't what they used to be. Come after me, Madonna fans. I do love Madonna.
Come after. Okay, there's going to be a fight. No matter what happens today, there's got to be a fight.
There is a big protest in the city, but there's going to be an even bigger one with the Madonna fans outside the Joy Studios ready. Yeah. Burn the witch. Anyway, I'm really excited about that. Madonna's new album is coming and I'm genuinely looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's been a while since she's released something new.
4 years. 3 years. She had her last album Rebel Heart in 2016.
Oh, you would know exactly. Yeah,
of course I do. Yeah, okay. Of course I do.
Joy!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have such a special prize.
He is a prize.
A special
He's
guest.
A gift.
He's oh my God.
Brought to us.
Are you giving me away?
I am giving you away. If you want to win Pat, call 0427. No. We have Melbourne comedian Pat McCaffrey in the studio right now. He is one of the nicest, most articulate comedians you'll see getting around the scene. Welcome, Pat.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Is our in-studio audience?
Yes, yes. Hello. I didn't know you did radio in front of a live audience. That's weird.
We do. We've just brought them in.
Yes, yes. They have to be here. They all wanted in, so let them all in. You're doing a show at the Comedy Festival called Politics and Polar Bears.
Yes.
Is it more about politics or more about polar bears?
Well, the part in brackets that you've left out is it goes politics and polar bears, brackets, there will be no polar bears.
So oh,
it
really?
Is. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I've just got a very short attention span.
And to paint a picture for listeners, you're in a very nice polar bear outfit.
Yeah, thank
costume,
you.
And you're reading a book called The Communist Manifesto.
Yes, yes. The suit was very expensive. I should have got more photos than that, I think. Yeah.
So you just hired it or you
bought
it?
Yeah, I just hired it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was, yeah, probably not worth it, but yeah. Yeah.
You should have just gone into the costume shop and just taken photos in the shop.
People, I think people have come to the show expecting me to be in the suit. Like they finish the sales. I was thinking you'd have the suit on at some point. I'm like, no, I can't hire it for a whole month.
When did I become such a massive fan of the furries? I mean, there's so many in the room. Weird.
I'd love if that would be like a reviewer. Like he didn't wear the suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Great comedian, great show, thought provoking, but didn't wear the suit.
2 stars.
So politics and polar bears. There will be no polar bears. Tell us about the show. What's it all about?
Well, so it's just about politics, really, as you may have guessed from the title.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just basically run through, like, all the issues, I think, like, for the last 12 months in politics here. So, like, you know, the new Prime Minister, like, Morrison, Australia's stepdad, right? don't know why Real Dad's gone. The new guy's way too keen. I run through a bit of that, a bit about women in politics, a bit about, like, religion and, gay teachers and gay kids in schools, that sort of stuff. So it's a time.
Wow. Okay, cool. And you can fit a year of politics into an hour show?
Just about. I mean, I miss some stuff.
A few details you need to leave out.
Yeah, exactly. Can't fit it all in.
No.
So you've had a few, like your previous shows, you've got Democracy Doesn't Work.
Yep.
Pat Riot.
Yeah.
Patriot
Riot.
You're
pretty passionate about politics.
Yeah, it's one of those write what you know things, right? So I just read about it a lot. It's funny, actually, I'm reminded when you said Democracy Doesn't Work, I did that show one time and I almost cancelled, but I did it to 3 people.
Yeah.
And it was a friend of mine and then this older couple who didn't really like laugh at anything the entire night. And then I said to them afterwards, like, why did you come to this show? And they were just like, with a thick accent, they said, oh, we're from the former Yugoslavia and we just wanted a show in the Comedy Festival that we thought would be easy to understand.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, you made an error.
I'm glad you told them at the end of the show.
Yeah.
What is it about politics, at least for you, that, you know, tracks you to it? Because they're a funny bunch.
They are, right?
Let's be honest. It's not serious. It's all just a joke.
Yeah. And I think, like, because there's always something happening, it means that it's a bit easier to, like, because basically I just have a very boring personal life. Like, you know, comedians often talk about their personal life. Nothing interesting happens to me, right?
Oh, I don't know. You're wearing a polar bear costume. I think that's something to talk about.
Well, I had to impress the live studio audience you've got, right? I figured.
You're coming for Caramello Koala spot. Yeah, no.
Is it kind of stressful coming into this show, like thinking, like panicking, like politicians don't do anything stupid. I don't have time to rewrite this show.
All the time. Yeah. Like I remember a couple of years ago, I can't remember, maybe it was 2 years ago, there was one year ago, I think it was, like the whole Barnaby Joyce deciding to have like an affair and a love child thing happened like as my show started. Like it was 2 days before my opening night.
Yeah, right.
And everyone expects you to have a hot take on Barnaby and you're like, I haven't had time.
Exactly. It's been 2 days.
Yeah. So, like, the other thing that'll happen is Morrison might call the election. And I'm like, you know, well, I have to, I don't know. I'm just hoping he doesn't, right? He can hold off on that, right?
I'm loving it because it's like he doesn't really want to announce it, does he?
No.
Really doesn't want to.
Because they're saving a lot of money. Because like as soon as they announce the election, they have to start paying for their own ads. Whereas at the moment we're paying for them.
Yeah.
And they were quite silly. They got rid of their sugar daddy in Malcolm Turnbull. Because he gave them a lot of money last time and now he's gone. So they're just poor.
And we're paying.
Yes. Yeah. We're paying for all this.
Yeah, there you go.
I wanted to know your thoughts on the biggest scandal that happened yesterday with Peter Dutton and his supposed dealings with I'm going to say shady businessman. It wasn't really a shady businessman, but a Chinese businessman that was trying to get citizenship in Australia. It was a really big story yesterday.
Yeah, I think there's a bit more to come out on this, hopefully. I did notice that Malcolm Turnbull basically poured a bucket of, you know what.
Loved that.
Yeah. I wonder why they've got like bad blood. I don't know what that is.
Bizarre.
Yeah, very
strange. I thought all the politicians would be friends, right?
Yeah, you'd think that.
So much in common.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm liking now, though, that Malcolm Turnbull Campbell's suddenly the voice of reason. Because no one's really liking ScoMo.
Well, and the other thing that we never got around to with Peter Dutton is, like, he owns a bunch of childcare centres, seemingly, that get government funding. And you can't do that. And we never kind of resolved that issue. But I love the idea that Peter Dutton might lose his job because he apparently cares for children, right? Like, there's some great irony in the guy who runs the offshore detention centres where all those kids are locked up.
Quirky twist.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Also, I think if you're a parent sending your kid to a childcare centre run by Peter Dutton, you've got some issues.
Yeah, I do. Well, it is really hard to get your kids into preschool, though. So, I mean, there are sacrifices you have to make, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are a fan of electric cars. It is a weird segue, but we were chatting about electric cars in the break.
Yeah.
What's with the electric car fascination?
Well, like the Labor Party have this policy now where they want half of all new cars to be electric vehicles in a few years, right? And the Liberal Party have just gone like crazy bananas on it, despite the fact that like they all supported them like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And so like someone from the Liberal Party, Michaela Cash, yesterday said the Labor Party is going to take away Hiluxes from tradies or something.
What?
Yeah. Which, to be honest, I would, at the risk of offending your tradie listeners, I would be fine with. I've done some bad gigs to tradies, right? I can remember being in Perth and doing a gig and there was like at the second row, right? Was just like a line of guys who, I mean, they weren't in high-vis, but you could smell it coming off them, right? And they hated me. So if we could start by taking away their Hiluxes, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, take away their cars, they can't get out.
Exactly.
Did they have their arms folded and their legs spread?
They did, yes.
Ben actually was talking about tradies this morning. He likes getting here early in the morning because all the tradies up are about.
That's what I was saying before earlier, that's the best thing about getting a tram at 5:30 in the morning is you're catching with tradies. Probably the only good thing, actually.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we're taking the Hiluxes away.
Yeah, and then the other thing that Matthias Cormann said that he likes ice cream, but he doesn't want to make 50% of like all Australian meals ice cream. And I was like, well, why not? Like I think you'd win the election if you went to the election with that.
I mean, anything that Matthias Cormann says is just kind of pure gold because you always just think of Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator, right?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
We've loved having you in studio with us, Pat. Your show, it's playing till the 21st, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
21st of April at the Greek Centre.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really fun, the Greek Centre.
Yeah, corner of Rustle and Lonsdale.
Fabulous.
So we can get tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. So there's a few shows left. It's 8:15 Tuesday through to Saturday. On Sunday.
Sunday 7:15.
7:15. Yep. Make sure you check it out. I mean, see Pat while you can because next year you're going to be probably overseas killing it over there. So don't miss out while you've got the opportunity. The show is called Politics and Polar Bears. In brackets, there will be no polar bears. Sorry, Brett.
Just quickly, you're going to have like a sausage sizzle maybe at the, you know how they do that at the election. Maybe you could just have a little sausage sizzle.
I should do that. How have I not thought of that before? Yeah. That's brilliant.
I had to bring that up because I just hate the fascination in Australia with the quotation marks democracy sausage.
Well, I do a whole bit about how weird politicians look when they eat. So,
Yeah, and then they've chosen the most phallic thing in the world to be eating. Okay, nice.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for the show.
We're going to be back next Wednesday, Gabe.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram.
Yep, Ben and Gabe.
Joy.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Ben and Gabe Joy.
That's our page.
We've got podcasts ready to be listened to.
We do have podcasts.
So many podcasts. If you want to hear the full interview with Julia Zemiro as well, get onto the Joy website, find our podcast, have a little bit of a listen.
And everyone can see you at
the Melbourne International Comedy Festival show, Gabe Hogan's Heroes, 6:30 every night at the Imperial Hotel. It is amazing. No, it is. It's great.